berserk.
That's having four horns.
Four
horns.
Oh, horns.
Yeah. This is about having a horn. Oh, like if you have the horn, means you are the cow. Don't be
doubly cow.
Doubly cow, something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so spice.
But doubly cow, instead of cow itself, it's sort of a proverb when you say, oh, I was shocked. We will not say, I was shocked. We will say, I remain four-horned. It's a long, long story. I don't want to go.
No,
well, it goes to those serious stuff because Persian language is a descriptive language. It's based on description. So it's very poetic in a way, but it's very limited. It was saved from that limitation by what? By Arabic! By absorbing Arabic, which is exactly the complementary, because Arabic is not descriptive. Arabic is very vague, but well constructed. Therefore, Arabic, Persian provokes your sentiment, your feeling. Arabic will provoke the thought. With each word, you have to bring in a family and have all of them in your mind. Even in Arabic, you could invent a word and everybody knows what it means if you could invent it.
Because Arabic does not provoke your emotions and your feelings, then it's because of your lack of of the feeling of the words of the Arabic language.
Well, that could be.
Yes, sir.
But I'm grateful to God that it's not my problem for understanding it. Yes, the feeling, I could envy Rumi because he had the feeling for Arabic, because he studied it and he said that he liked it more. But the complementary stuff, both of them together, they work magic. Because you could describe something and you could use a word in this language with the grammar of the other one. We take the Arabic word and we put a bad or a good in front of it and it works for us. Because there is no rigid structure in Persian.
I wanted to tell you that I forgot, unfortunately, the paper because of Fana. I wanted to share with you, and then you can share it with the class. It took me to many different explanations and the words, as you say, how to do it. So next time I give it to you.
Inshallah, I appreciate that because I know it works magic.
Yeah.
I always said my knowledge of Arab language is really limited. I mean, I cannot survive in an Arabic country.
No,
but by
being
by those familiarity, I was able to read the text and understand it. Of course, hard work, but like that. Let's go back to the ego. What is this ego? You got the charshach. Charshach, four horns mean
okay.
Astonished, shocked.
Amazed.
No.
No.
Looking is stupid even.
Stunned.
Pardon me?
Stunned.
Yeah.
Stunned. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
You are envious, saying, "I am inferior to so and so. He is increasing my inferiority in fortune. Indeed, envy is another defect and fault. It is worse than all inferiorities."
Excuse me, before going away, envy. My imagination about envy is that envy is not that bad, jealousy is worse. Or they are equal in English. Are they the same, envy and jealousy?
Well, envy and jealousy can't be the same, because within envy there can be a you can be provoked by being envious of someone to do something better about your life.
Any English speaking fellow?
Someone,
excuse me, any English speaking fellow? You bloody foreigner, you're talking about the feeling of the word in English?
Yes, I
am. Give me a break. Is it the same to you or not?
They're so close.
For us, is not. Hasad is something, Ghibte is something else. And Ghibte is not that negative, because you want to have the same. But jealous, you want that one to come down if you cannot go up.
It's aggressive. It has a destructive element, and jealousy does. Yeah.
I don't know if it makes sense in English or not. Because in Persian and Arabic, as far as I know, is like that.
You think you lack something that someone else has, so it comes from scarcity. In jealousy, you think you're entitled to what somebody else has. You think it's yours, and therefore it comes more from anger.
That's hasad. And we talk about hasad, we don't talk about ghibte. Never. It's always hasad, jealousy. What is it?
Ghira is jealous.
What is jealous?
Ghira.
What?
Ghira.
Don't go somewhere else. What is hasad in English?
I'm a foreigner.
You bloody foreigner.
Is hasad
in
Arabic? Yes, this shara hasid is a hasad. It's in the Quran.
That's not that. What is
Hesada? Al-Hesada. We don't even get Hesada. That te is he, and with an al, it will be Al-Hesada.
It's the same.
No. The problem is, she's right, because she knows the field. We emphasize on one part of that meaning which has more weight in Persian language. So we look for all the negative aspect of it. But for her, I said, there is no negativity, positivity in Arab language. It's the field of thinking and that. There is no judgment in it. They say that in Arab language they don't have fosh. Fosh in Persian language is swearing. And in Arab language it could be that. But it's not swearing, really. It's saying something which you are supposed to do it secretly, but you will say it openly. That's fahish. You see? So it's not... There is no judgment in the Arabic part. That's how good and bad coexist in one word. The family is like that. But Persian is not. Persian starts with judgment. Yes, here is different. Yes.
She's not saying that hasad is a good connotation, but it's just different. Because in Balochish, it's only there in the gate. You know?
We are lost enough. We amuse ourselves in these grammars, which is the only thing that I could claim I was victim of. Imagine 6 years studying the grammar of English language. Good for nothing. At the end, I couldn't even make a sentence in English. After 6 years of education, magically, they talked about the rules of at, in, on, un.
It reminds me of a story in Rumi, actually.
Go ahead.
So that envy was hasad, which
yes.
is the strong
exactly.
anger, jealousy. Okay. Mm-hmm. That devil, through the shame and disgrace of inferiority, cast himself into 100 damnations. Because of jealousy, he wished to be at the top, forsooth, no, do not shed blood. Abu Jahl was put to shame by Muhammad, and because of jealousy was raising himself to the top. His name was Abul Hakam, and he became Abu Jahl.
Abul Hakam means the father of, this is Arabic version of admiration and appreciation. If you are really some stuff, you will become the father of that. And Hakam here has different meanings, but we know that we are talking about hikmat, wisdom. So he was the father of wisdom. Then he became father of ignorance. Jahl is ignorance. Why? Because he just missed the point. He started for bringing himself up. He started to put the Moses down. Here, Abu Jahl is the Pharaoh and Muhammad is the Moses. He's always the spirit and the animal. To nourish the animal, you will squeeze the place of the spirit. That's why he became like that, and Rumi will insist that there is a lot of these mistakes happening around. Yes?
His name was Abul Hakam, he became Abul Jahl. Oh, many a worthy one has become unworthy because of jealousy. I have not seen in the world of search and seeking any worthiness better than a good disposition. God made the prophets the medium in order that feelings of envy should be displayed in the agitation. Inasmuch as no one was disgraced by God, no one was envious of God.
That's the magical stuff. Says, look at it. Haq, the truth, doesn't provoke the envy, doesn't provoke jealousy. Because for jealousy, you have to have something. You remember the second story, book one? The parrot comparison. You need something to compare. When they say God, you don't become jealous, but when they say a fellow, it has to be a human shape, therefore you think that, okay, he's human, I'm human, therefore we are equal. Remember that silly thought of equality, which never existed. I mean, right from the Big Bang up to here, there has never been, not even two quarks to be equal. Everything is different. But that comparison, he says, that's why God sent prophets. You will not be jealous of God, but you will be jealous of prophet. Yes?
The person whom he deemed like himself, he would bear envy against him for that reason. As the grandeur of the prophet has become established, no one feels envy, since he is accepted. Therefore, in every epoch, a saint arises. The probation lasts until the resurrection.
Ah, this is a very dangerous stuff. If you could read it in Persian, suddenly you would stop. Aha, this is something different, especially within Iranians, because they believe in awliya Valley, and they normally believe in something which is dead. You know why? It's easier. You could say whatever you like because the guy is dead. Make up stories. Period. This is the basis of all the human-made institution in the name of religion. They make a story. Here, he will twist it with difficulties. He will put it in that. In every moment, there is a fellow who is alive and standing up. Do you remember the standing up?
Mm. Yeah.
The standing up, which is the necessity of the prayer with Muslims. And it started from